House is on the year for a reason. And there was an inspired 49ers team in that first half where I was saying to myself, wow, this is encouraging. They're actually doing all the things that you and I were discussing yesterday that they should be doing. I want to see more from Nick Bosa. We saw that. We saw some sacks. I want to see more from Ricky Pearsall. Can he do anything? He did do a lot of good things. Can we continue to feed George Kittle? They did that. Brock Purdy, just don't get hurt. And then what happens? There's going to be a lot of hindsight radio from a lot of fans today. And you know what? I'm not going to be mad at you or upset at you. I just want to throw the phone lines at you at 888-957-9570. The loss is the loss. It's just how it happened in that second half, Joe Shasky, for me. And it culminated in more questions than answers when it came now to Brock Purdy's elbow. They're saying there's no UCL damage. They're saying it's okay. They're going to get imaging done today. Whenever breaking news happens, we will relay it to you. But 888-957-9570. I know I'm long-winded here to start, though, Joe Shasky. 40-34 the final. The Detroit Lions improved to 14-2. Niners fall to 6-10. They could be no better than the 11th overall pick in the upcoming draft. And that's kind of where the season is now. And we're going to await the news on Brock Purdy and how that affects his contract status going forward.
It's just 2024, the day before New Year's Eve, it felt like the 2024 year in totality for the San Francisco 49ers is one of the biggest nightmares I can ever remember. Just the whole year, from losing the Super Bowl to losing your superstar running back, losing your Brandley minted wide receiver one, Deebo Samuel falling off a milk carton, your kicker is one of the worst kickers in franchise history, and that's saying something when you have no great franchise kicker. Your defensive coordinator should have been fired probably 7 or 8 weeks ago. I mean, he's horrific. You've got the GM punching air in the press box. I mean, it's a complete unmitigated disaster. And then your quarterback, it was a microcosm. This game was a microcosm of the year Brock's had. Sprinkles of brilliance, really good play. And then the second half comes around and the team just completely craters and they blow a lead. And then not only do they blow a lead, they have an opportunity to salvage it. And the thing that this guy hangs his hat on, accuracy, boom, let me airmail one. Not one, but two, back-to-back interceptions, because one gets wiped away because of a defensive penalty. And quite frankly, it was a horrific overthrow. And then he throws another interception after the two back-to-backs with the one negated. That basically ends your season. And then he's out there down two scores. All right. And look, I will get why. And this, that, and the other. He's down there and he gets hit on a very, like, I know any play could be your last play, but it wasn't like he got Pepper Johnson. Okay. Leonard Marshall for the older people, where Montana's rolling out in the 1990 NFC Championship game and gets his back splattered. Like he got hit with a shotgun.
It wasn't a Drew Bledsoe type of a hit. No.
It wasn't anything like that. It was just a normal tackle, I guess, if there is such a thing.
Even on the broadcast, they were questioning Buck and Aikman. They're like, I don't know where he got hurt. Like they were just like the hand, was it the elbow? But and we'll hear from Brock Purdy, we'll hear from Kyle Shanahan, we'll hear from all the players after the game. But yeah, you're right, Joe. Like it didn't look vicious.
No, and then like which brings its own level of concern. And it's like, look on this level, like I feel really bad for Brock Purdy. I don't know if he's hurt. We'll find out whether like the severity of it, and everything. It didn't look good, and I certainly didn't like his body reaction on the sidelines. And you know, it's going to mask that he played horrible again in the second half, which sucks, right? It does. And yes, the kicker let him down, and the defense can't stop a freaking nosebleed, and he's playing in front of a patchwork offensive line. All those things are true. But you know what? Part of being a great franchise quarterback is that you're going to go 3, 4, 5 week stretches, and sometimes it's a whole year where you got to eat a poop sandwich. You just do. Like, if you're one of the quarterbacks that's lucky enough to play a decade in this league as a starter, there are years that you can't control. And I thought he was excellent, and Shanahan was excellent until they got a lead, and it was about 5 minutes to go, in the third quarter, and it just all fell apart. And it was a total microcosm of 2024. And now we're sitting here on New Year's Eve as the year is about to like wrap up.
Does it feel like New Year's Eve, by the way? It doesn't after that loss. By the way,
this year over so bad.
By the way, two horrible losses. You think you want this year over? The Niners do. I think the Golden State Warriors do as well. What a tumultuous season this is. I know, but two bad losses yesterday in the Bay Area. One of them on our airways. Cavs 113, Warriors 95. Maybe we got to have a Stephen Curry conversation at some point too. But right now we want to take your calls at 888-957-9570. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Joe Shasky, brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We are streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's just for everything last year that went right for the 49ers and last season, I'll say, everything's just gone wrong this year.
It's been horrible.
For every good luck opportunity, for every healthy player that they were able to have, a healthy season of Christian McCaffrey, I know how it ended with Dre Greenlaw in the final game in the Super Bowl, but for the most part, they were amazingly healthy last year. You had Mr. Irrelevant being an MVP candidate last year. You had the offensive player of the year. You had the best tight end in football. You had second team All-Pro in Brandon Ayuk. You had all these things going for you last year. You get to overtime against the defending champs. You were so damn close. And then it all went to, as you said, a poop sandwich.
It's
just kind of what it is.
It's been incredible. And like, I look at Shanahan's like, where's this been all year? Like, and we got so many elements we can get into. The kicker, the poor guy, look. Let's just start with the kicker real quick. Let's just get this out of the way.
It is what it
is. Jake Moody is horrific.
Yeah.
You can't defend it. You can't defend the third round pick. You can't defend the player anymore. At one point, he was 3 of 15 from 40 plus yards since week 3. 3 of 15. He missed an extra point. He missed two field goals. Why is Shanahan even kicking the second one, the 58 yarder? It was like, I know it was 4th and 10, but like, what are we doing? Like, on 3rd and 10, you know where you're at on the field. You got to cut that thing down. You can't be throwing a 15-yard pass in that situation. Get 5 or 6. We're going for this. My kicker has zero faith. And the poor guy, he's a child. He's a young, young man. I know that you can serve our country and you could die for our country at 21. He's a young man. I feel bad for him. He should not be kicking for the Niners anymore. I mean, both can be true.
It's okay. Like, we know what kickers are in the NFL. If people are calling for Justin Tucker, if Ravens fans are calling for the greatest kicker of all time, and he's looked pedestrian at best at times, and he's missing extra points, like, it's okay to say, Jake Moody, you're not it, dude. Like, that's the nature of the position, and he should understand that. And credit to the real leader of this team throughout all season with his play on and off the field and what he's had to say is George Kittle.
I totally agree.
Because he even went to him, put his arm around him. Hey, man, are you feeling confident? Jake's like, yeah, I feel confident. He's like, then I got confidence in you. And that's a good leader, and that's something I want to highlight today because with everything that's gone wrong, and yeah, we want to move past this season and this year as it is New Year's Eve, I want to highlight George freaking Kittle, who's going to be first-team All-Pro, if not second-team. It's going to be either him or Brock Bowers. I look at the stats and what he's been able to do with fewer receptions compared to Brock Bowers is amazing. He has double the touchdowns. So in a season that's gone wrong, George Kittle has at least shown to be the bright light. And if you can, and I know there's rumors and rumblings that he's going to get extended, God, that would be a great little consolation to this season, extending a guy like that and making sure he stays in a Niners uniform for the rest of his career. But that was just kind of it, right? You've had the duality of man I like to go to. Shout out Private Joker and Full Metal Jacket. The duality of man, sir. You've had one teammate in Deebo Samuel go after him, go after Jake Moody, go after the long snapper, Tabor Pepper, going at each other. And then you had one guy and George Kittle put his arm around him. And it feels like it's just... You're tugging at both heartstrings here, and you just got to rip off the Band-Aid. You know, you got a kid. You're going to be able to do it at one point, Joe Shasky. Put the Band-Aid on. It's been a little while. You got to rip that thing off.
As a coach, I have a line. Come sit on the bench. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's have a man-to-man, right? I don't care if you're 10, 17, 23.
Any relationship, it doesn't matter. When it's we need to talk, whether it's a girlfriend, whether it's a boss.
It's just over.
It's night-night.
And I would say the same thing for Nick Sorensen. Nick Sorensen, it's over. Like, I know I'm being dead serious. And this is, you know, Tim Kawakami got approached apparently by Jed York prior to the game.
Oh.
And he reassured everyone that Shanahan and John Lynch, their, you know, positions or whatever are safe. They're not going to get fired. Like, no, of course they're not going to get fired. Like, Kyle was brilliant yesterday, again. And with the game on the line, the thing that the quarterback hangs his hat on, accuracy and anticipation and feel and decision making, it all went awry. You know, Kyle can't throw passes for this young man. And we have to have an honest conversation about what Brock Purdy has been this year, which is brilliance sprinkled in with some horrible late game execution. Rams game, devastating pick to end the game. Dolphin game, devastating pick to end the game. This game, devastating multiple picks to end the game. And then he gets hurt. So I have questions on his body. I have questions on his decision-making late in games. And we can go prior to earlier in the season. I'm just going off of what's happened lately. Like, do I like the guy? Of course I like the guy. I really like the guy. But you know what I like? I like the man.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
No, don't even do that today. Because this is the thing. Like, when you're playing quarterback in the NFL, you have to be the man on the team. And I understand that there's stages to that, right?
When
you're in the embryonic stage, you're not going to be the man right away. And there are certain teams that you go to where there are other men that are set up in place. Yeah. But like, I'm watching a guy right now in Brock Purdy, the poor guy, the best play he had was that scramble run. He had a couple of great throws. I want to be real. Great throws in this game. That scramble run was old Brock. It was like, wow, that's the confident Brock in the red zone. He boom, 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 and then ran decisively. And then I don't know what happens in the second half, but the separator from the good quarterbacks to the great quarterbacks is when the whole stadium knows you need to drop back and pass and win the game with your arm, can you do it? And right now, the evidence for this season is that he can't do it. And now I got question marks on the elbow and the shoulder and the arm and all that. It's just, he's not the man right now. Does he deserve a pay raise? Yeah, at some point. But the money can all go to the side. I got way more question marks on this guy right now. Long-term health, decision-making, arm strength, you know, accuracy in the fourth quarter. He's crumbling.
And the biggest question mark right now is his elbow. And we'll, whatever news comes out, we'll relay the information here. Again, they're saying the UCL checked out. They did some tests. Looks okay. They're going to do some imaging today in regards to Brock Purdy's elbow. But you're right. For a guy that already had limited arm strength coming out of Iowa State, that's why he was drafted in the seventh round. That's why he was the last pick in the draft, size, stature. But also a reason why he was drafted was because he turned the ball over a lot in college. And we're seeing that a little bit here. Again, for everything that was going right last season, it's going wrong this season. Health-wise, everything going right last year. They found ways to win last season. Now they're finding ways to lose constantly. And that's what's concerning to me, finding ways to lose. Because that was a game, I'm not going to say you should have won. I'm not going to give, the Niners aren't in that position where I'm not going to say they should have won this. No. They could have won it, but they didn't. And that was the difference yesterday. Jared Goff and Brock Purdy were neck and neck. They looked, there was a point there was just no completions. I think up until like the second quarter or something ridiculous. They were both on fire. It was between Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, and Kyle Shanahan. It was a play sheet measuring contest, if you will. If you get my analogy there, between those guys, what they were able to scheme up, the hook and ladders.
Ben Johnson was incredible.
It was incredible. And he's going to be a head coach, and he's probably going to be at the Bears or whomever, and it's going to be great. Aaron Glenn, maybe. I know he doesn't have what Ben Johnson has to work with on the offensive side, defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. But he even, I thought, had some good play calls in that second half, trying to get some pressure on him, trying to disguise some blitzes on Purdy. And to Brock, it was just not even the blitzes or pressure. It was just, what were those throws?
Well, the one to Pearsall over the middle, the safety's just sitting there the whole play. And Troy Aikman's like, what are you doing?
Real quick, you said that over the middle. That's where Brock Purdy and this Kyle Shanahan passing offense lives. So it's one thing, because I don't think much of his arm strength. So like when he's thrown outside the numbers and it's a floater and it gets picked, it's like, okay, that's a lack of physicality right there.
The Juwan Jennings throw over to the sideline right before the Moody miss.
Yes.
He just fluttered one out there.
Yeah, and Troy Aikman talked about it on the broadcast. God, I love when Troy Aikman's on the broadcast.
He's so authentic.
He's just so good. Say what you will about, like, and I know we all, he was an overrated quarterback. No, he's a Hall of Famer. Guy knows what he's talking about, and he's very good at talking about it. When I listen to a guy like Tom Brady, who's still learning how to speak on a broadcast and stuff like that, it's so refreshing to hear a Troy Aikman, who's a seasoned pro, both as an actual player of the game and a broadcaster, when he's talking about both these quarterbacks and Jared Goff. And Brock Purdy, who we both talked about in the game, are very similar with their skill sets. Yeah. Arm strength-wise, I think Jared's a little bit stronger. He's not as mobile as Brock.
I thought he did a good job moving around, because I thought Bosa...
He was hounding him.
We could rip Bosa until we're blue in the face for a lot of things. Thought Bosa played his butt off. And again, a question. Same thing I'd say about Ricky Pearsall. Thank God we saw something from Ricky Pearsall. He looked great. But where's that been last month?
Where's a lot of that been?
Where's Bosa been the last month?
Where's Pearsall? Where's Purdy been? Where's, oh, well, we know where
Bosa
George
was incredible.
I mean, did Deebo Samuel do anything in the passing game yesterday?
Deebo had actually a couple of really nice runs early in the game.
He had good kick returns.
Well, I think that was one of the things. Like, I look at the Shanahan offense. There's still a lot of yards to be had. That Detroit defense, they were gashing them. But you can't turn it over. You cannot airmail the ball in the middle of the field. Look, remove the defense for a second, right? It just, I know everyone, well, the defense isn't. I'm not blaming Brock Purdy, but in that game, Jared Goff knows his defense sucks. Jared Goff knows he cannot turn the ball over. Nope. He did not have one turnover-worthy throw yesterday.
Nope.
Everything that, even if he was missing, it felt like he was missing on purpose low to kind of just get to the next play. And Purdy airmails the one in just the middle of nowhere. And then the other throw where the safety just sat there and read it the entire way. It's like, we can't have those plays. And I know the kicker left 6 points on the board. All right. All of that is true. The defense can't stop a nosebleed. I need to fire the defensive coordinator. I need a full schematic change on defense. Like, all of that is true. Simultaneously, after a brilliant first half where he could run the ball and they were throwing it and they were gashing him and doing everything, the quarterback crumbled in the second half again. And then he got hurt. Joe, this is not good.
It's not good. It's also, listen, if it's good news on the elbow today, I still don't think he should play in the final game of the season. That's something we can get to as well. And 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. The Comcast Biz text line. Mark and Indy, Philmo, Mike. I see both of you guys. We're going to get to you here in a second.
They did the chicken dance on us.
Merton Hanks. Should we reach out to Merton? See how he felt about that? That's a tough look, man. And again, they went to Troy Aikman. He's like, yeah, he picked me off a couple times. I'm having flashbacks of that celebration. By the way.
Possibly.
Kirby Joseph should have had three picks because, well, technically two were back-to-back. Like,
but he slipped on one where it brought to the right to him. Yeah, I know exactly the player you're talking about. Before he's through the second pick, actually. Brian Baldinger, 7:30 today. Baldy breakdowns at 7:30, Joe Shasky. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, that's where Baldy's going to be joining us. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? So we'll talk to Baldy at 7:30 here and just get his thoughts overall on Brock, on Ricky Pearsall. And then the last week he joined Hutchinson and Loveman, who were filling in for Bonte and yourself. And he was saying he'd give Ricky an incomplete grade. Well, I'm giving him an A last night.
Played awesome.
He played. He was amazing.
Played awesome.
He was great. He was fighting through some not great coverage. I'm not going to go out here and say it was the greatest defense we've ever seen. By the way, that Detroit Lions defense, yikes. Like, good luck against Minnesota next week, even though you're at home. Like, Jared Goff, he has to be perfect every single week for them.
They have to score 50.
Yes.
They have to. And they almost did.
And we saw that against the Buffalo Bills a few weeks ago. Like, it was just a shootout after. It was just. That's the game, and it's amazing they're 14-2, by the way, just given where this defense is, losing all those players. It's this 49ers team, I tell you this, Joe Shasky.
This year can't end quick enough.
It can't end quick enough. This is going to be the most difficult offseason in the history of the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch era. It's not even close to
Let me react to that.
This is going to be the decisions that they are going to have to make on this team, top to bottom, whether it's financial, whether it's the kickers, it seems like the easiest decision to make right now is just to cut Jake Moody. But what do you do with Deebo Samuel? What are we going to be doing with Brandon Ayuk? What are we going to do with this offensive line that looked actually pretty decent yesterday for the most part without Trent Williams in the starting lineup, without some of your starting guys, without Aaron Banks, et cetera, et cetera. So there's so much to get into.